This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Gary Christensen, the mayor of the city of Malden. He's in his second term, been mayor for 6 years, previously city councilor for 8 years, school committee for 5 years. And Mayor Christensen, first of all, thanks for having us here. It's a pleasure to be here at here in your offices, I guess, albeit temporary offices.
Well, thank you for being here. It's the best thing that's happened since, I don't want to say it, the snowstorm last week. And I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, and then comes the thaw, and then hold off. Wait a minute. I think we have some rain coming, but maybe we can talk about that later.
Sure.
I want to mention how I met Mayor Christensen. I was at the Malden basketball game back in December, and Peabody game, I guess, right? Peabody is at Malden, and it was a very good game. And there you are sitting there taking in the JV game, taking in the freshman game, as a matter of fact, when I first saw you. And, you know, I didn't even know who you – I did not know who you were. But there, I think it's fantastic that you're there supporting the high school sports.
Yeah, I try to go to as many games as possible. And as you can imagine, in this job, it's the real one relief I have in being able to see our exceptional students participate not only in the classroom but also out in the field.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And and I'm sure it's great for the school to see that support from the top of the city and tie it all in. Well, there's so many things to talk about here. First of all, we're in your offices here, and I want you to explain a photo, not a photo, but a declaration that you have on the wall, which we'll have a photo and a post up on this post so people can probably not read it, but at least take a look at it. But what are we looking at? This is an instructions from the town of Malden regarding the Declaration of Independence, and this is dates back to 1776. So what is the story behind this?
Well, as you probably know, every city and town has their own motto. And here in Malden, it's strong past, proud future. Now, we're always focused on the future. But one of the great things that I've encountered over my 6 years is learning about our strong past. And so during that time, I had a chance to really get into the town instructions that were adopted unanimously by Malden on May 27, 1776. And what really impressed me about these instructions is that they did it basically 2 months prior to the Second Continental Congress adopting the Declaration of Independence. So before they even got into the drafting and the voting of the Declaration, Malden was already on record stating that they wanted to be part of a free and independent country. And they were so committed to the cause of liberty that in the last paragraph of the instructions, they basically stated that, you know, we don't care what Congress does in terms of amending, deleting certain passages from the Declaration. We are all in when it comes to freedom.
Right. And I know geographically here, you're really so close to Boston and to this area. And so when you go back to that time, back into the late 1700s, early 1800s, it's all in the same neighborhood, more or less. I mean, especially when you think about some of the revolutionary events that happened out west, say in Lexington or Concord and so on. But Malden was, for all I know, Malden was right there in this whole process.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, if anybody wanted to see these instructions, I look at them every day before I start work. And as you said, it serves as a reminder of, you know, just how fortunate we are to have the opportunity that we do today. And it's because of people, you know, like this in 1776 who, you know, were willing to take the risk. I mean, it was a unanimous vote. I mean, there was no dissent in being part of a free country.
Yeah. We're talking with Mayor Gary Christensen from the city of Malden. Gary, one of the things I noticed, I think it was in a Globe, could have been Globe North article, maybe just a couple of weeks ago, but it was a little note on Malden, and it mentioned commercial real estate on the rise. And so, and I began to, I think it was real office space, rather, commercial office space on the rise, which, as far as I'm concerned, pretty much the same thing. But I was struck by that. I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense from what's going on with the country and in different cities and so on with neighborhoods kind of redesigning themselves here and there. I have two daughters down in New York. One's in Brooklyn now, one's in Bronx and so on. And they know how the city's changed over the years. But it strikes me that that's pretty typical of what we're seeing in urban areas. And tell me the Malden story in relationship to that.
Well, I think with the phenomena over the past 10 years of people now wanting to have everything centrally located, from work to public transportation to food shopping. Malden is just set up perfectly for that. We are the last busing hub north of Boston, so all the buses from around north of Boston filter into Malden Center. We are home to the commuter rail, the Orange Line. We have just about a four-mile bike path. And so for people today that want to get up and maybe bike, maybe run, maybe walk, take the train, we offer all of that. And as a result, Malden has taken off.
Tell me about this last snowstorm. What was that like in Malden? I know a lot of coastal areas obviously got impacted with coastal flooding, with the high tide, with the historic high tide. What was the impact in Malden?
I thought we weren't going to talk snow.
No, we're talking. Well, I thought if it was melting, we could talk about
that's
it.
True, yeah. No, I was telling someone yesterday. I think what impressed me the most was watching our team come together on Wednesday afternoon to map out just how we were going to attack this, you know, historic storm for all intents and purposes. And the other thing that impressed me was the team never let up. Now, we have a lot of issues out there, granted, but, you know, I think someone would have understood, you know, our community would have understood if everybody said Friday night, let's just get back at it on Monday. And none of our departments did that. They were in here Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, same thing on Sunday. And we're just trying to chip away as best we can. I think the thing that people should feel good about, I know we have a lot of issues out there regarding sidewalks and plowed in driveways, but, you know, the one thing we always try to judge a storm by is whether or not police, fire, and ambulance could get to and from an incident. And I'm happy to say we did not have one call that they could not.
Yeah.
And that's a credit to everyone involved.
Yeah. And I know the other capper to this whole thing was the frigid weather, the zero-type weather that we had prior to the storm, during the storm, after the storm. And I know personally, I look at my driveway, my stairway, my shoveling definitely took a hit this week because of the cold. I mean, it's just like, I'm just not going to deal with it right now. And it's not like me to do it that way. But I got to think that all this cold also has all kinds of ramifications on buildings.
I'll never look at the weather the same way again when I'm out of office because, you know, they look at wind, they look at temperature, they look at what's coming on the back end. There's just a host of factors that go into determining how to address each storm. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that has helped us with this storm is that there is going to be a warm-up this week because if that was not the case, we're in a whole different situation. Yeah. But, you know, the warm-up that is going to be occurring this week will help.
Yeah. And I know then there's also some rain in the forecast, and that can't be, I mean, it's welcome at some level, but definitely unwelcome at another level at the amount I think that we might be getting.
Yeah. And, you know, I think as you're pointing toward, it has impacted us on burst pipes. We've had several of them, I'd say about a half dozen across our schools, let alone the rest of the community. And so now with the warm-up coming, you know, that is going to be a factor for us. But again, I haven't seen any let up from all of our departments, and they've been working well together. And again, police, fire, and ambulance were able to get to and from everywhere they needed to go.
Yeah. Obviously, that's a good story. We're talking with Mayor Christensen from the city of Malden. Mayor, the City Hall project. So you're not in the old City Hall, and tell me about this project because this is a massive project in Malden, and maybe tell me what this is all about and in the background that leads up to this project.
Well, for years, I think we have felt we have a very busy Malden Center train station. Again, roughly 12,000 to 15,000 people in and out of there on a daily basis. Then you have a really busy downtown with many restaurants and, places to go, including Bodeborg, which is the only one in the United States of America. And then you had us right in the middle of Malden Center and the downtown. So we are in the midst of trying to revitalize all of that up there to connect this very active Malden Center train station and a busy downtown. And so what we're doing is we're reopening Pleasant Street, which was not the case for the past several years. And we're going to have retail, residential, in a new civic building, which will be City Hall, resulting from this redevelopment. And again, it could be the first in the state, if not the country, to have retail, residential, and civic as part of all one as part of a development.
So it's a development with several buildings in an area. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Green space, buildings, retail. And this was a joint effort by the community, by our office, by the city council, and by the state. You know, the state had helped with a series of grants, you know, to bring this to fruition. Yeah.
And when does this project, when's the end date on this project?
2019. Okay. Yep. So if you go up the street now, you'll start to see the steels coming out of the ground. So they're making pretty good progress.
Good. Well, the other thing, I want to just maybe ask you about the schools. That's such a big piece of a city budget and obviously a concern for voters and citizens and so on, all ages, property values and so on. So it's kind of give me an overview, an update on the schools in Malden.
Yep. I know you and I were talking before this about our challenges. And one of the challenges we face is never having enough resources to do everything we want to do. And so that impacts not just police, fire, public works, but most importantly is our schools because they are the future. I always say that before we know it, you know, the kids that are attending Malden Public Schools will be running the country. And so, you know, we've been trying to do everything we can to, you know, help provide as many resources as we can, but we really need help from above, you know, meaning the state and the federal government to assist us in, you know, recalibrating how funding for education works in 2018. You know, if you recall, the formula was first, the rewrite of the formula, last rewrite, major rewrite, was in 1994. Yeah. And a lot has changed from then to now. Yeah. And so I think some of the state, you know, particularly our delegation gets that, but it all comes down to this,
yeah.
You know, and so we just haven't seen yet from the state that they're willing to do an overhaul of the formula. And until they do that, you know, we're going to be up against it.
Yeah. I know in my so-called other life, I've had many meetings at the Department of Ed right up the street here from us. But in those meetings, I also realized that they do not control the money, as you were saying. You know, in other words,
right. A
lot of policy stuff, but unfortunately not a lot of money. So unfortunately, they can't just dole out state money to the Malden Public Schools because, as you said, there's all kinds of formulas that were set up back with Ed Reform
right. Back
93, 94.
Unfortunately, that hasn't stopped us. If my term was to end today, I'd be most impressed with what our teachers and staff and students have been able to do in lieu of not having all the resources that they should have. You know, from Posse Scholars to, I think, having the highest percentage of AP courses being given at the high school to just all of our schools being a level two, with the exception of the high school, which is just a level three. They're close. You know, it's nothing short of impressive that they've been able to pull this off despite each budget, you know, being a challenge.
Right. Well, Mayor, I'll leave it open maybe for one other topic. Anything else that you want to share with us about the city, other things about Malden that I didn't ask you about here?
Well, I just would hope that people would take an opportunity to visit us at www.cityofmalden.org. You can also find us now on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and the beat goes on. I think we're even on Pokemon Go. I'm not sure. But we've really made it a point over the past 6 years to reach out in every possible way to let people know that we appreciate them choosing Malden as the place they call home and also as an invitation to people from the outside to give us a look. Because I think we offer a pretty good value.
I'll circle back to where we started, and that was with the high school athletics. And I'll tell you, that's an exciting basketball team. It's a very tough league this year in that Northeastern Conference, but they're exciting. And also impressed with, I'm seeing these scores come in, but the swimming team's doing really well and different teams. Obviously, it's been a pretty successful winter season here in Malden.
Always is. Yeah. I mean, all of our teams have been competitive over the years. And again, that's why you'll see me at a lot of the events is because, you know, just not how competitive our students are, but just I think what, you know, good kids they are, you know.
All right, Mayor. Good talking with you. Thanks for your time.
You as well. Thank you for coming out to Malden.
Yeah. Mayor Gary Christensen, City of Malden. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.